Hello and welcome to Small Wins. I am your host, Yvan Delia La Victoire, and it's good to see you back here, you hear me. So good to be back here, essentially. I wanted to talk about consistency because it is a big, big challenge of mine personally. But there's a reason for that, is that over time, I think when I announced that I was closing the community platform, I took the time to really, I want to say, sit back and reassess what I wanted to provide as a, you know, service offering in the football space, and also for my own football story, where I wanted to take it. I love the game. I think if you follow my social media platforms, you realize that I'm very, I've taken a lot more time to enjoy watching football and hanging out with friends at pickup and I want to say pickup, but pickup coffee sandwiches and talking trash. But essentially, I really wanted to reconnect with the game. And I think taking a step back was really helpful. Now with La Victoire, and I'll be announcing it as we move forward. But essentially, I want to really focus on helping people build or start their journey in the football space by building a side hustle in football. By no means that, you know, side hustle shouldn't turn into something bigger. That's my wish for each and every one of you. But I think starting out with a realistic approach to building a side hustle and staying connected and passionate with the game is, for me personally, very, very in touch with my football story. So without further ado, that's a great way to segue into the topic for today, which is lessons from my own first side hustle. So in a way, I kind of looked back at the first side hustle I did in football, and I extracted, let's call it that way, a few lessons or more. Things that I would have done differently had I started my first side hustle in 2023. So for those who don't know, so long story short, I started a blog in 2009 following me starting a soccer team with friends, and like the trend back in the day was, let's launch a blog, let's start writing about our, you know, games and the ins and outs of a Friday night league football team. So the idea was good, but we didn't quite write about that. I ended up changing my method to just write about football culture and the news and the funny things that were happening within the game of football. The blog was in French, so for me it was a great way to kind of get into writing. I had always wanted to write something. It's very vague, but I just enjoyed writing, and I think football for me was an easy route or an easy way to get started with writing. So that blog really picked up quite rapidly, and honestly, without knowing, that blog would be kind of my entry level, or you know, my introduction to the football industry. I got to work in football for a club, and then for a media company, and then launching my own consulting services in football. So that kind of, I hadn't planned it that way, I'll be very honest. In 2009, there was no intention for me to launch a football specific content agency. But hey, I got started, and that led me to that. So I'm very grateful for that. But, you know, I wanted to address how or what I wanted to do or what I should have done differently for that specific side hustle. First one, that's a super weird takeaway to share, but I think keeping it as a side hustle for a longer period of time would have been, I think, more beneficial for me. I know I got introduced to a lot of exciting opportunities in football, but I think I would have still been able to access these through a side hustle. So when I started the blog, got really excited, started writing kind of regularly. I think every evening after work, or even mornings before I would go to work, I would try to find something to write about and just kind of push it out and publish it online. Great, you know, honestly, the response was quite interesting because I was getting traffic. I wouldn't say I was the first ones to do it. There was a lot of football blogs that existed. But from a Quebec perspective or Canadian perspective, I did, you know, feel that I was kind of the one that was able to mix a light form of content with writing and having it displayed in that format. So all this to say, I think it picked up quite quickly. And then after 6 months of running it, I thought to myself, maybe I should do this as a full-time basis. So quit my career. I don't recommend that. But now, I mean, it's easier now than before. But I think in my head at the time, I had a big vision, but not quite had too much thought into this. So the only good thing I did, and I think that's super important, is I had money aside from my actual career that I put so that I could at least sustain a regular quality of life. Mind you, back then, I speak like an old grandpa, but basically my expenses were not as high as they are today. It's personal life, I have kids, family, a house right now. So back then, didn't have any of that. So it was just very, I want to say, a light and frugal, maybe isn't the word, but just a very light way of living. And I think that that was interesting. But yes, I did. I had some money aside, but that quickly dried out. And I'll tell you a bit more about that. So having that as a full-time kind of project, I want to say the blog, added a lot of pressure, added a lot of stress for me to keep writing or to keep generating traffic and to start researching about ad displays and brand partnerships and all those things, which was very exciting, but at the same time, very high risk for what, you know, should have been a longer side hustle. That was one thing. Second lesson I want to share was, I think, you know, when you start a side hustle or any business venture, there's always going to be the idea of wanting to make money with it. Even if we're passionate human beings and we love the game, and when we start out super passionate or it's very passion driven, there's always going to be that thought of, hey, how do I turn this? How do I monetize this? How do I turn this into something profitable? I think testing the, you know, the balance between passion and profit should have been something that I should have done during the early stages. Just understanding how I can turn this into something profitable, how I can start learning about, you know, ad networks and reaching out to companies that would provide these types of services and seeing how I can do that. And yeah, so I think passion is one great, great, great value to get started or asset to begin with. I think that's one thing. But there's also a bit more of a, maybe it required a bit more of a rational approach to understanding how you can turn that passion into a profit, or at least to in turn, you know, as a revenue stream. Because what ended up happening for me, so going personal back on that story, is after a while I realized, hey, I need to make money with something. So what was great, I think that's one of the great maybe positives from that, is as I was running this blog, so this WordPress system, I really got a lot of skills and understanding of how WordPress works. So as a side hustle to my side hustle, I don't know if that's the right way to approach it, I started helping out. I reached out to agencies to help with WordPress integration. So that ended up being something that I got into, learned about, even hosting, you know, hosting your own WordPress kind of CMS on a server. So really got into the geek aspect of running a blog, but that helped me actually have a source of income for these types of for agencies and people who wanted to have their own WordPress setup. So that was one positive. But going back to testing passion and profit, testing the balance between passion and profit, rather, is really seeing how you can at least evaluate what's out there in terms of how you can earn income with that. It's not necessarily, you know, I don't think after 1 month your side hustle will be profitable, or far from that, but at least understanding where maybe the profit can be or where the source of revenues can come might be a good way for you to evaluate your side hustle. A third takeaway I want to share was better market research. I think, again, going back to passion, sometimes that can be something that blinds you from a more rational approach to it. But yes, doing your due diligence and looking at and what's out there, finding data, finding maybe articles, finding kind of research, or just going on I say on the field, but that's a good pun, but on the pitch and seeing what's, you know, what's required or what are people looking for or what are, you know, what do people need would have been a great way for me to have a even better understanding of what I could write and what I could explore as a new ideas within the blogging space. So market research was something that I didn't do. Very honest with you, I didn't do it. Should have done it. I think sometimes, again, going back to passion, and I might be repeating myself here, but you kind of have those, you kind of are blind to what's out there. I think you're passionate about something. You think that it's something that people need and something that people want to have, but doing that market research, it's important. And as I'm saying that, I'm remembering that when I used to look at my analytics. So when the blog was running for a couple of months, based, you know, as I mentioned, I was based in Canada, but 80% of my traffic at some point was coming from France. So knowing that, and knowing that the market was more European and specifically in France, probably would have been a great opportunity for me to either shift my or provide more content for that specific audience, or start shifting the type of topic and seeing what was out there in Canada that would be a topic that we can address so that we can attract and engage with a more local audience. So these two would be two different avenues, but essentially those that comes from doing the not necessarily the research, but analyzing the data that we had at our disposal. So that was takeaway number three. Takeaway number four, and that is big, was taking the time to enjoy football for what it is and for what it was, rather. So starting the blog meant that I spent a lot of time online looking at what was out there, what was the trending topics, what was the trending funny videos. And at the time, there was a lot of those similar blogs, but just finding the funny videos and kind of embedding it on your website and then writing something clever about it and then hoping that it would get picked up, which is essentially the same thing as right now on social media. So if you're looking at Instagram, TikTok, Twitter is all about people trying to almost like first to market or better to market in a sense to get those eyeballs and attention on their content. But essentially it was the same method in the early 2010s. So that meant that I spent way too much, I think, to my personal experiences, way too much time online, maybe not enough offline, really enjoying the games. I would even go to games and try to figure out what would be a content opportunity or something funny or something clever to write. And to be honest, I think, yes, it's something that we, you know, if you work in the digital marketing or digital space in football, it's something that's kind of something that people do. Is it good? I don't think so. Is it bad? Maybe a little. I don't know. It depends on how you perceive it. But really taking a step back and really enjoy going to games without using your phone or using any technological device or even turning your brain to off and just enjoying it for what it was. Same thing for going to play games and play pickup. So I think a lot of time, and I'm getting very personal here, but you know, it's always like content is always in the back of your mind for some reason when you work in the football space, especially again online. So when you go to a game, you're like, oh, how do I I'll take a photo of our game or do content there or do this. And in reality, yes, it's great. I think it's, if that's your brand, then yes, I think that's something that you could integrate into your daily life. But at the same time, I think it takes away from just enjoying, or for me personally, it takes away from enjoying the game for what it is. And for me, the game is, and I call it football is a feeling for a reason, is that for me, going to play football specifically is almost a way for me to disconnect from everything else and really show my true colors in a sense. Being on the field is where you will get the most authentic version of me. I wouldn't say I play hard, but I like a little of, I'm hyping myself up right now, but I have a bit of flair. I like to pass the ball. I like to, you know, give it my all. I take it lightly at the same time. So it's like a weird combination, but honestly, if you see me on the field, you'll get the most authentic version of me, the real version of me. I want to quote my, I'm calling my friend, it's not my friend, but a big figure of mine in football is Arsene Wenger. So growing up, he was a key figure in football, in my football story. And he recently came out with a quote that said, you know, if you want to look at the real personality of a person, look at how they behave on the pitch. And I'm a strong believer of that. So I think the biggest takeaway from my first side hustle was really to take the time to enjoy football for what it was. Being able to make a clear separation between what you're doing as online output or an online football side hustle or a football side hustle, and make that separation between your almost like sacred football space that you can enjoy and reconnect and you know, share feelings, passion, and culture with other people as well. So that's it. So just as a recap, four takeaways or four lessons from my first side hustle was, first takeaway was maybe to keep it as a side hustle longer. Second one was really taking the time to test the balance between passion and profit, or at least test out or evaluate the opportunities for a source of income there. Number three was market research. Spend time to look at what the market is telling you or what is not telling you that can turn into an opportunity. And number four is really taking the time to enjoy football for what it was. So that's it for this episode. I hope that you found this useful. If you did, by all means, I would love it if you could just leave a five-star rating. Go for that. Or an honest review on your favorite podcast platform. I really appreciate it. And it's a great way also for others to discover this podcast. If you wanted to share this podcast with friends, but you know, go for it. It's like I'm giving you the authorization, but I don't need to. But if you really truly enjoyed it, just share it with friends, share it with on your platforms. And you know, if you want to DM me on Instagram, La Victoire FC, just DM me and tell me what you thought of this episode. I'm trying a new format where it's a bit more less scripted, I want to say, but I wanted to also make it so it's a bit more realistic with my own story, and hopefully I can pass along some, or you can learn some new things or get some inspiration, insights, or motivation for your own football side hustle. So that's it for me. Keep building your football story with the game. And by all means, please celebrate all your small wins. Take care.